Go put your strengths to work. Six powerful steps to achieve outstanding performance. Author, Marcus Buckingham. How to take action. The action stage is where we engage with the real world, where we figure out how to use our strengths to make the tangible contribution. It's founded on a more pragmatic premise, namely that person or an organization will excel only by amplifying the strengths, never by simply by fixing weaknesses. Here are the six steps to make up this discipline. Step 1. Bust the myths. Over the years, you have come to believe that something, and these beliefs are now so deeply entrenched. And no matter what the new discipline you learn, you will never make the most of your strengths. To help you bust each myth, here are three questions that you should prove revealing. 1. How does the myth serve you? 2. What would it cost to stop believing in this myth? And 3. How would it benefit you to believe the truth? The three myths. 1. As you grow, your personality changes. 66% of us believe this to be true. The truth is, as you grow, you become more of who you already are. Personality tests confirm this. If we take a personality test twice, separated by many years, the results from the two tests are almost exactly the same. 2. You will grow the most in your areas of greatest weakness. Most people believe this to be true, but here is actually the truth you should live your life by. You will grow the most in the areas of your greatest strength. You have development needs, areas where you need to grow, areas where you need to get better. You will learn most and grow the most and develop the most in your areas of greatest strength. Myth 3. A good team member does whatever it takes to help the team. 91% of the people believe this to be true, but the truth is that a good team member deliberately volunteers his strengths to the team most of the time. Step 2. Get clear. Your strengths are defined by your actual activities. There are many things that you do, and more specifically, things that you do not consistently and near perfectly. Strengths are made up of your three desperate ingredients. Talents, which are things that you're born with and stay with you, and that's why your personality profile's results don't change much during your life. Skills, which are not innate, but can be learned. And knowledge. Obviously, knowledge is learned. Learning how to capture, clarify, and confirm your strengths are your goals for this step. More specifically, you will be able to write three statements that describe your strengths vividly. These three strength statements stem from your pulling apart of the jumble of activities filling your week, sorting out the strong from the weak, and then distilling the strong down to the most tangible and level possible. 3. Free your strengths. Your strong week plan. To turn the best of our job into the most of our job, you will need to establish in your life a specific routine or regime that is straightforward enough for you to regulate in order to keep your time at work centered on moving continually towards your strengths. The most effective routine is a strong week plan. This plan is simple. It consists of two dials. One focused backward, where you make the percentage that you spent playing your strengths last week, and one forward, where you predict how much of this week coming you will call upon your strengths. 4 strategies to put your strengths to work. Pick a particular strength and then try one of the 4 strategies. F is for focus. Identify how this strength helps you in your current job. R is for release. Find the missed opportunities in your current rate. E is for educate. Learn new skills and techniques you need to build this strength. E is also for expand. Build your job around this strength. Finally, consider the idea that you could actively expand your role towards this strength and make it much more central towards your job. Stop your weaknesses. By becoming intimate with activities that weaken you and labeling them for what they are, you can take steps to stop their rotten work. First, you can box them in. You may not be able to dispatch them completely, but by tagging them as activities to avoid, you are better able to contain them within your regular work schedule. Second, you'll be able to see them in their proper perspective. Once you acknowledge and gain power over these activities, you don't need to whine about them anymore. Step 5. Speak up on how you can create strong teams. Tips for strengths-based managers. Your role is not to confirm or deny whether or not the employee is right about his strengths and weaknesses. You may be more objective to judge them than his or her performance, though this is debatable. What is certain is that he knows what his strengths are and what his weakens better than you do. What if you can't let any employee stop doing a particular activity? If you really can't approve an employee's request because you absolutely need him to do that activity, fine. However, keep in mind that if the activity is something that weakens him, it is not and never will be productive to ask him to do it repeatedly. What if an employee wants to do more of an activity that you know that he's really bad at? First, make sure you've accurately assessed the situation. You then need to draw the line and tell him that although his appetite for the activity is strong, his performance is not. What if the job has certain responsibilities that are just not going to change? There are always going to be some activities that a person doesn't like doing. The question to ask is, does he have to spend a majority of his time on these activities to deliver the outstanding performance? If so, it might be time to suggest an alternative role. If not, what can he do differently to make the activity less draining, boring, or frustrating? Step 6. Build strong habits. How can you make this last forever? The strongest habits. Every day you look over your 3 strength statements and your 3 weakness statements. These specific statements will keep you clear-headed and show you how to stay productive, creative, and resilient. Every week, complete a strong week plan. Each week, identify 2 specific actions that you can take leverage to your strengths and 2 actions to minimize your weaknesses. Every quarter, close the books on your strengths. Put it on your calendar to seek out your manager and have a 30-minute conversation about your strong quarter. Every 6 months, pick a week and capture, clarify and confirm your strengths. Your underlying personality will not change much, but your strengths will. Capture these changes twice a year. Every year, take the Strengths Engagement Track survey. Most of us take things seriously only when we can measure them. Unless you stamp a number on your strength, you won't grab at your attention. And without your full attention, you will not be vulnerable to the push-pull of your working world. Of course, standing up for your strengths will never be without risk. The French writer, Anne Nin, had a nice line on risk. And the day came when the risk took to remain tight in the bud became more powerful than the risk it took to blossom. Yes, there are risks to blossoming, but yes, there are also risks to betting your life on your strengths. But for you, from this day forward, the risks of not doing so are far greater.